You've got a rather blunt instrument there, Laura. It looks like you're about to hit me over the head. I don't know what all that's about.
Mallet, that's what it's about.
Ah, time for the radio quiz.
Well, here we are for another all-exciting breakfast show challenge. And where are we this week, Laura?
We're in a very exciting, in fact, sunny location. The rain has stopped. We're over in Manchester at Salford for the radio festival.
And we've nabbed two contestants for our Brekkie quiz. Contestant number one, what's your name and what do you do?
My name's Timmy Mallet. I'm Timmy Mallet.
That's a good enough answer. And contestant number two, what's your name and what do you do?
Charming, thank you. Well, I'm Laura of the Breakfast Show fame. Taking on Timmy Mallet, I can't quite believe this. This is all a bit weird.
Yeah, Breakfast Show fame, that's not going to get you anywhere. We've got seven quick-fire questions.
Okay.
We've not got any buzzers, so Laura, you're going to ding. Give us a ding.
Ding.
And Timmy, you're going to dong. Give us a dong.
Dong.
Top donging. Right, question number one, fingers on the dings, on the dongs.
Okay.
Former controller of Radio 1, he loves Stairway to Heaven and Steps.
Ding, ding, ding. Is it Bannister, Matthew Bannister?
It is Matthew Bannister, correct. Question number two, he wanted to be a dentist or a vet, but he ended up being a foxy doctor.
Dong, Dr. Fox.
Yes, well done, 1-0. Now, Timmy, if you get this wrong, I'll kill you. Former tuck shop owner never forgets his toothbrush.
Dong.
Oh, ding.
That's Nobby.
Nobby,
innit?
And otherwise known as?
Nobby. Nobby no level.
That's the one better known to you and I as Chris Evans. Question number four. This guy gets it wrong in the morning, but he gets it right in the afternoon.
Steve Wright. Dong.
Oh, point deducted there.
Thank you.
No dong.
Ding, ding, Steve Wright.
Yes, correct. Well done. Question number four. Award-winning Radio 4 panel show. I'm sorry, I haven't.
Dong.
Ding.
A clue?
No, sorry, that's all you're getting. You're not getting a clue. It was, in fact, I'm sorry I haven't had a reply for my email about work experience with Timmy Mallet. Question number six. The self-proclaimed saviour of Radio 1.
Ding, dong, ding, ding,
dong.
No, that was Timmy.
Dong, it's Chris Moyles.
So close, it is, in fact, the wonderful Laura Rawlings. It's just a matter of time, trust me.
Jeez.
Final question, number seven.
Somehow we're on two and two. That
well,
can't be right.
Oh, nail-biting stuff. Question number seven. Potty mouth radio and TV legend, he once gave me a tarrant of abuse.
Dong. Ding. Chris Tarrant.
Correct, Timmy. You are this week's Brekkie Show winner. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm thrilled. I can't believe it. It's made my life worth living.
Thanks very much, Timmy. Laura, commiserations. Better luck next time.
Thank you. Do you know what? I feel like I've been hit over the head with a mallet.
Well, there you go. Congratulations to Timmy. He was the winner, Laura.
I was dinging away and you were just ignoring me.
His dong was definitely better than your ding there. But he was a good bloke, wasn't he?
He was, actually. It was really funny. The first moment that I clapped eyes on him, he was wearing bright red patent leather Doc Martin boots with a matching red shirt. There are very few people who can get away with that.
Now, you were saying, Laura, that you didn't want me to play this track because it was a bit too cheesy, really. And you think I've got an obsession with bikinis as well, you seem to think.
Yes, I did.
Well, you couldn't be further from the truth. Laura, why are you running in slow motion?
That's
Laura, help, I'm drowning.
Hold on, let me just push you under.
Hang on, you've gone the other direction. I'm over here. What are you playing
sure
at?
You're not coming back up.
What do you mean you can't see me?
JP, you're all right. Stop messing about. I thought you could swim.